Chapter 25. Europa Station. Robert Singh had little to do on the fast run from Deimos Mars to Europa Jupiter, except to study the constantly changing contingency plans Space Guard kept beaming to him, and to get to know the new members of his crew. Torrin Fletcher, a senior engineer from Deimos Docks, would supervise the refueling operations when the Goliath-Titan combination reached the tank farm orbiting Europa. The tens of thousands of tons of hydrogen to be pumped aboard would be in the form of slush, a mixture of liquid and solid, denser than the pure liquid and thus requiring less storage space. Even so, the total volume was more than twice that of the ill-fated Hindenburg, whose fiery doom had closed the brief age of lighter-than-air transportation, at least on Earth. Small freight-carrying airships were often used on Mars and had proved valuable for research in the upper atmosphere of Venus. Fletcher was an airship enthusiast, and did his best to convert Singh. "When we really start the exploration of Jupiter," he said, "and don't just drop probes into it, that's when the airship will come into its own again. Of course, since the atmosphere is mostly H2, it'll have to be a hot hydrogen airship. No problem. Imagine riding around the Great Red Spot."
"No, thank you," Singh had replied. "Not at 10 Mars gravity."
"Earthies could take it lying down or on waterbeds."
"But why bother? There's no solid surface, nowhere to land. Robots can do everything we want without risking humans."
"That's just the sort of argument people made when the space age started. Now look where we are. Men and women will go to Jupiter because it's there. But if you don't like Jupiter, how about Saturn? Almost the same gravity as Earth, and just think of the view. Cruising in high latitudes where you can see the rings. One day that'll be a major tourist attraction."
Cheaper to plug into a brain man. All the fun and none of the risk. Fletcher laughed as Singh quoted the famous slogan.
"You don't believe that, of course."
He was right, but Singh had no intention of admitting it. The element of risk was what distinguished reality from its imitations, however perfect. And the willingness to take risks, indeed to welcome them if they were reasonable, was what gave zest to life and made it worthwhile. Another of the Europa-bound passengers was involved with a technology that seemed even more out of place than aeronautics, that of deep-diving submersibles. In all the solar system, Europa was the only world apart from Earth that possessed oceans, sealed beneath a crust of ice that protected them from space. The heat produced by Jupiter's immense gravitational tides, the same forces that triggered the volcanoes of neighboring Io, kept the global ocean from freezing.